What do immigrants carry with them to America? Spices, pickles, pressure cookers? What's far more unpredictable is what they carry back. Naveed Mahboob went to America to be an engineer, but what he's brought back to his native Bangladesh is stand-up comedy. He got his first taste of stand-up by chance in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and was hooked.
And so when I went there, and I just fell in love, and I was so amazed at how these people go up on stage and spontaneously they're making people laugh. And so I wanted to establish stand-up comedy in Bangladesh the way we know it in the West.
Naveed's comedy club had to have that real stand-up feel.
It's like a little basement, crammed, small stage, and then the comedian is riffing with the audience.
But in Bangladesh, you have to look before you riff.
The two most ripe topics for comedy, one is politics, number two is religion. And over here, these are the two that will get you into trouble.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I met Naveed at the launch of his book at the Hey Dhaka Literary Festival. On stage, Mahfooz Anam, the editor of the Daily Star, a newspaper that carries Naveed's columns, was introducing him.
Naveed's column is by far the most popular column in anything else in the Daily Star. And I'm very fearfully waiting for the day when you will come to say, Mahfooz Bhai, I think I should be the editor of Daily Star because my column is the most popular one.
It was all very civilized and pleasant and quite a bit of the social upper crust in the audience in a society with very strong views on what good boys do.
You know, we used to have the Dell philosophy, D-E-L-L. We have to be a doctor, engineer, lawyer, otherwise you're losing.
No wonder Naveed, who used to be the CEO of IBM and Nokia Siemens in Bangladesh, clarifies in his bio, turned comedian by choice. He says when he lived in California and started doing stand-up, the close-knit Bangladeshi community didn't know about electrical engineer Naveed Mahboob's secret life. His wife had to cover for him.
The Desi life is every Friday, Saturday, there are dinners to go to. And I wasn't going to those dinners, and I was doing shows. And the cover story was that Naveed is working late, and he's got a teleconference with Tokyo.
Sandy Shore, daughter of the legendary Mitzi Shore, whose comedy club helped launch the likes of David Letterman and Jay Leno, was the one who got him going as well.
She said, just do it for 3 minutes. And it was very nerve-wracking. I was horrible. I bombed, as you say, over there in the U.S.
But then he won the Best Original Male Comedian at Las Vegas and realized the cat was out of the bag.
You know, I sent an email to my parents and my father-in-law. It is time for me to come out of the closet. That's it. Send.
In America, there weren't that many Muslim comedians. He could poke fun at stereotypes about Muslims, Homeland Security, and WMDs.
People think that the stereotype, oh, you're a Muslim, you can have four wives. I say, are you kidding me? Four wives means four mothers-in-law. Now, that will lead a young Muslim man to go and blow himself up. That's what I call the Muslim version of four weddings and a funeral.
But in Bangladesh, he has to watch his step.
We have this law called the ICT law, meaning information and communications technology law, where you can actually write a comment on Facebook which could be derogatory to the incumbent, and I could end up in jail.
He sort of follows a sliding rule.
On TV, I've done my show, I have to be very careful. I do almost zero political humor. In my book or my radio show, a little bit more liberal. Live comedy, we get really all out, but we do have to be careful.
He's had complaints and even had to shut down. But not because of his jokes. A VIP lived near the comedy club and it got too popular.
His whole gripe was that there's so much traffic over here. And plus, he's a very high security person. So he actually requested us, can you guys move from here?
Now there's a pool of 10 to 15 comics, shows once a week in Bengali and once a month in English. Even ministers and top bureaucrats are appearing on his shows.
At least they realize that, okay, fine, I may be controversial, I may be a very powerful guy, but if I let people have fun with me, I endear myself to them a lot more.
Naveed says he owes the United States a lot.
I think it is USA that made me realize that I can really travel the untrodden path. I could never have taken the risk of being a full-time comedian if I had not gone to the US.
And now he's single-handedly exporting American-style comedy to Bangladesh.
I got serious about being funny, never looked back.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
You know, from a distance, I look like a Mexican, okay? And I'm very sympathetic to Mexicans. I live in San Diego. So whenever I see a Border Patrol helicopter, I just start running like crazy. Drives them crazy. Attention, amigo! Pare aquí! Alto! Alto! Are you talking to me? Hey, I'm just out for my evening run, you know. What is your problem?